Nathan Triplett is the mayor pro tem for the city of East Lansing. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Tony.
What happened with this deal?
Well, it's certainly a unique set of circumstances, that's for sure. The council initially approved a mixed-use redevelopment at that location, a building to be four stories tall, and then the developer went ahead and began construction on a fifth story. So it's not entirely clear what motivated that or whether there was a miscommunication between the developer and staff. There's a lot of he said, she said in this situation, but the bottom line is an unapproved fifth level of this building was constructed, and now the council has to decide what to do about that unauthorized construction. It's obviously a unique situation, but it's one we take very seriously.
How did you find out about it?
Well, truth be told, it's pretty easy to see from anywhere in the downtown. You look at this building, and you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's 5. So several folks, including myself, had noticed it, and then our code enforcement department informed the council when they became aware that this was, in fact, a complete fifth level of construction that was being done on the building. After they were made aware of it.
Now, how does that happen, Nathan? Oops, built an extra floor. We might as well keep going.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an excellent question. Obviously, it's something that the members of council, myself included, have some real concerns about on two levels. The first being you just don't have structural steel and building materials sitting around to build a fifth floor without knowing you're going to do it. It's not something that you decide to do on a whim. So there was obviously an intention to make this a part of the structure for some period of time. Now, whether or not there was a miscommunication between the developer and the city staff and the inspectors about what was appropriate, again, there's some confusion there. In the end, it really doesn't matter. What does matter is that this fifth floor was constructed without approval from the council according to our site plan and special use permit. It was therefore unauthorized construction, and we need to figure out what we're going to do about that situation to bring the project into conformance with the site plan and special use permit.
Do you know why there was a flooring collapse?
So, well, it sounds like the developer was storing some gypsum board, some building materials, essentially, on the fourth floor of the structure, and it was just far too much weight to be supported by that level of flooring, and it resulted in basically a hole being punched through several levels of already constructed floor in the building because it wasn't designed to carry that level of weight. So the good news and the most important thing is that no one was injured in that accident at the time. It sounds like it fortuitously happened during a lunch break where the workers were away from the site, and so no one was hurt.
Does this put the project in jeopardy from two fronts? From your front, because there seems like there is a communications issue here with that extra floor, and from the front of the developer who has to come up with the extra funding to repair those floors?
I don't think it puts it in jeopardy, but it does complicate it, obviously. You know, the city has to go through a process. We're scheduled to have our first full-blown conversation as a council on the 26th of June. And then we have a public hearing scheduled for July 10th where we would consider a modified site plan special use permit that would essentially bring the construction that has taken place into conformance with an approved plan. Those conversations still have to be had, and the city needs to consider from a regulatory standpoint what our next steps are.
Who is the developer, and have you had problems with them before?
We haven't, you know. This is an individual who's been involved in the city, Chris Elliott, in the past, and has had some good projects, not just in East Lansing, but in Lansing. The city has a good relationship with this developer. I think, again, there may have been some miscommunications here. Whatever the actual result is, I think there's a lot of discussion on how did it happen. I think from a regulatory standpoint, it's important for us to get to the bottom of how was it not caught sooner by code enforcement, and work on those pieces. But what's really important at this point going forward is how do we bring the project into conformance with an approved site plan and special use permit, and how do we ensure that there are no more of these type of communications errors moving forward so the project can be completed on time.
All right,
it's my understanding that it's completely leased out already for the fall.
All right, thanks, Nathan. I've got to get to a break. Thank you.